I want to welcome you coming from the blog line all over the world and coming from the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise line from all over the world. Thank you so much for joining us. I come to you as a lamb coming to you. Amen. I ask that you would just pray for us. Thank God for what he's done. And we give him the glory and all of the praise. Let's go to God in prayer. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you've been so wonderful, so ultra awesome. We glory in you and give you all the praise and all the glory. Ask for forgiveness for every sin, sins of omission and commission. If we've done anything to offend you, please forgive us. We ask that you would take over the prayer line, Holy Ghost, and let it be used for the glory of God. I pray for every person joining us this morning that you would give them a special blessing in the name of Jesus. That this week, before Monday morning, let something good happen to them in Jesus' name. I'm asking. And I'm asking also that you look on every person who is afflicted, and let them be touched by the auspices of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let our trending on this line be that we're grateful, a people who are grateful to you, and we express thanks to you for what you've done. Let our trending on this line be that we respect the Holy Ghost and give him reverence and praise. Let our trending be on this line that we're concerned about lost souls, winning them to Jesus Christ. And we will gratefully give you the praise and adoration. Now, Lord, look on those who are incarcerated. Help them, Lord, in Jesus' name, and bring them out. Those who believe in you, who are praying to you, and who are requesting for you to bring them out. God, make a way out of no way. Give them another chance. All of us need another chance. And look on them and bless them, I pray. Now, Lord, I pray that you rebuke the enemy. And we take the authority that you gave to us and do it also, Lord. We rebuke the devil. And give us victory in every situation, every trial, victory. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm praying that you look on that Welch family down there in, I believe, St. Petersburg, Florida. That pastor, that dad, whose family was in that car wreck, and he lost all three daughters at the same time. My God, help him, Lord. Help the family. I pray that you stand and help them through this trying time. We'll give you the praise and honor for it. Now, God, bless. And we love you again. We say that. Glory in you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, we ask all of these things, every last one of them, in your name, Jesus, and for the glory of God, we ask it. Lord, we thank you for it. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. Thank you for being with us. We know that you don't have to be here. We already are aware of that, and we just appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. I want to thank all of those who are at your job already, and some who are on your way in your car to your job, and some who are at home in your bed, but you got up. And thank those who work the graveyard shift, and you're on your way back home. Or whatever your situation is, please know that I'm taking time to thank you for being with us this morning. And I mean it from my heart. And may I say, God bless you. Please, I want to ask you to forgive me if I've done anything to offend anybody on this line. Please forgive me. Kind of to my head and not my heart. It's not been in my heart. please forgive me. That's all I know. And if you'll do that, I'd appreciate it. May God bless all of you all over the world. Hopefully we can say something, express ourselves in a way where you will be blessed. Those who are in Africa and India and Asia and Russia and Brazil, if I don't call your city, don't be angry with me. If I don't call your nation, please don't be angry. But I understand from Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, we have 194 different nations who have opened the line. And this is the copyrighted report that we've received. Who have opened the lines are listening. And please know that we appreciate you. We understand that many of you don't have a church and you don't have any gospel being preached. And what we're trying to do is trying to help. It's our goal to try to help and try to be there for you. We love you. Amen. But Jesus loves you more. All right. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for everything we've said in this prayer and in this dissertation. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. God bless all of you. I just want you to know this is a time that we take to praise the Lord. It is so very important to give God praise. Why? Because for centuries, for eras, people have taken him for granted. They've had him doing everything, give me, give me, give me, give me, but never enough praise going up to him. I don't want anybody to be angry with this, for the Lord laid on my heart to lead people all over the world into giving God 1,000 thank yous a night. Amen. If you go to the blog line every night, we're over 2 billion, maybe 4 billion by now, billion praises going up to the Lord. And he deserves that and even more. So when I say praise check, if you have discovered that you're alive, I'll say it again. If you have discovered that you are alive this morning, I want to challenge you to open your mouth and give God what you owe him, and that is praise. God's been mighty good to you. Mighty good. He's done things for you you don't even know about. Now I challenge you not to sit back and listen. Others praise him, but you would join in and praise him for yourself, because can't nobody praise him for you like you. God bless you. This is our praise check. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Father,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ambassador-elect Williams, are you there this morning?
Yeah, I'm here.
God bless you. Yes. Amen.
God bless you.
So many people have been blessed of the Lord. And it's just wonderful to encourage others. The Bible declareth making his deeds known before men and before people. Amen. So it's important that we make his deeds known before people. I just want to give mine first, if you don't mind, today, because I'm excited. Ambassador Lady Betty, she's excited also. We had a phenomenal time last night. It's our 10th anniversary at our church, and it's at the same time on our blog line. It's our second anniversary. And for the prayer line, I believe this may be our 9th. I've got to check that out on the years for the prayer line here that we're on this morning and the blog line. I know it's 2 years for our blog line. But and I want to thank all of you who have sent a gift. Amen. I got a gift from Ambassador. I thank you for every gift, really, but someone sent me an outstanding gift yesterday. I mean, it was so outstanding. It made me jump up and down. And I thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. Appreciate you so very much for I was wondering sometime, people, thank you for doing something and for all the things that you all do to bring joy to my heart. Amen. We appreciate it so very, very much. My mother said to me this morning, and I hope she doesn't mind me telling it, but she said to me, she said, son, this is the time. You on the blog line for 2 years, right? I said, yes, ma'am. She's a charm lady, 95. And she said, and your anniversary. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, this is the time that you're going to find out who really appreciates you. That's what she said. She said, this is when you find out who on your side who really appreciates you. And I want to thank her for the wisdom that she's given unto me. And thank God for her. I want her to greet you this morning.
Mother Thompson, can you say good morning to the people? God bless you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm saying good morning to each of you. The Lord is still in the blessing business. I thank God because he's taking good care of me. And I know he's taking care of you also. I'm saying I just keep on praying for the lady. You don't have to pray, Lord, keep her here. But just tell the Lord to bless me while I'm here. I love you, and I love the Lord with all my heart. I'm saved today. I'm sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Still have a mind of Christ. My God, I thank God because I love everybody. I don't know no one I have an ill feeling of, ill thoughts about. I just praise God. Will you pray for me, and I'll do the same for you. God bless each of you.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. All right, God bless you. Ambassador Williams, Ambassador-elect Williams, will you take it now? God bless you. It's in your hands.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just give God all the praise this morning. I just thank God for you, sir, Chief Ambassador Johnson, giving honor to you. Amen. Thanking you, sir, for just everything that you do. Amen. Amen. Thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. That sticks close by your side. Amen. Thank God for, amen, Ambassador Mother Johnson. And woman of God, it's always a pleasure to hear you. Amen. And an honor. Amen. To hear you. Not just thank God for your wisdom, woman of God. Amen. Amen. I just give God all the praise for everything that he does for all of us. I thank God for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way. I thank God for keeping me in my right mind. Amen. I thank God for just who he is in my life. He is just so awesome. And I also thank him for being such a sustainer. I thank him. Amen. I'm going through a few things, but guess what? I'm going through. I'm not going to stay there. Hallelujah. I'm coming through. Hallelujah. thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God for him just keeping me through the trials and through the tests. Hallelujah. It only comes to make us stronger anyway. Amen. And it's a test of our faith. Amen. And I just give God all the praise. He's just good. He's just too good to me. He just keep making ways out of no ways. And I just give him all the glory. He's just awesome. He's awesome. I don't have a complaint, regardless what it looks like. I do not have one complaint. I won't complain. Amen. Amen. That's a blessing blocker. Complaining. Amen. So this morning we're just going to take the praise report. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you here on the line. Amen. It's always a honor to be in the midst of the saints, and I truly have missed y'all. I missed everybody. I missed being on the prayer line and on the blog line. I've been able to get on periodically, but I thank God for being here this morning. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor, the line up to those that have praise reports, and feel free to go ahead and share your praise report.
God bless you this morning. This is Ambassador Lake Mother Wilson, and I thank God this morning for God being God. I thank him for being good. I thank him for the leaders of the prayer line, Dr. Johnson, Mother Johnson, his wife, everybody. I may not have it all together like some, but I just thank God for everybody that's on the prayer line. And I'm grateful to God for the blessing and how he has blessed us to continue to live and wake up this morning. I thank him for how he blessed me on the other day. My air went out in the car and about 2 weeks ago, and I finally called a mechanic and told him about it. And, you know, he said, bring it in. When I carried it in, I didn't have no money to fix it with. But the Lord blessed, and it was up in the money, but the Lord blessed someone. He said, I'm going to call. And when he made that call, the call money was there for the fix it. I thank God for that. It's just a blessing. And it wasn't no $200 either. But I thank God that he is opening the door and making a way for me. And also, another praise report is this, that my grandson that I told you to pray for, that the Lord will give him a steady job where he won't have to be running everywhere, working. The Lord did just that. He got his answer, and he called me yesterday, Grandma, I got the job. So we just want the Lord to bless him where he's going, and that he will keep the Lord on his side and know that it's God that's working these things out for him. His name is Jordan Digg, Dr. Digg's son. Just continue to pray for them. They're doing fine.
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador-elect Wilson. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report at the time, please come forth.
You got it. Peterson, thank God. And I asked a prayer for my sister-in-law. She had a serious surgery, but she's home and she's doing good. And I thank the prayers that I have asked for, and that the Lord have blessed me. Just continue to pray for me. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador-elect Peterson, sharing that praise report. It's always good to hear your voice, too. Amen.
You too, never wondering about you.
Amen. Okay, so is anyone else with a praise report?
Good morning. This is Ambassador. Thank Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for he called in for my niece, Charlene Brown, who had an addiction problem, and how I got the report. I've been getting the report that she's just doing well, and her daughter is 17. Got a job, and she called and thank us for praying for her. And I just thank the Lord. The Lord just keeps doing so many great things. I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank the Lord for Dr. Johnson. I thank the Lord for everybody on the line. I thank the Lord for hearing Mother Johnson's voice this morning. I want to say I just enjoyed her when she did the revival. I just thank God for her. You may not know why she's here, but God left her to put that realness down and let people know what it means to live holy. And I just thank and praise God for all of his goodness. I thank him for the prayer line. Ever since I've been on this, all of my life I've been blessed. But ever since I've been on this prayer line, I've received some special blessings. Every time Dr. Johnson said he's going to pray that the Lord shake the chunk tree, God shakes it and God blesses. And God got creative ways to bless you when you're not looking for something. God,
yes.
I'm not just thanking for that. I thank God. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for this precious, precious prayer line.
Amen. Thank you, Mother. Amen. 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 So, amen. The line is still open for anyone else that want to share their praise report.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas. I thank God for my life, health, and strength. Thank the Lord for blessing me to see another day. I'm just so grateful that God is in my life. I thank God because he's just made so many ways and opened doors for me, never forsaken me. I may have fallen short, but he has never fallen short. He's still who he is, and he is God. And I just thank him for everything. I'm grateful on this morning. Thank the Lord for each of the saints, for the Chief Ambassador Johnson, and all the ambassadors and ambassador-elects, Mother Johnson. I just praise God for Lady Betty Johnson, all of the saints. I praise God for you. Praise the Lord for this prayer line. I just thank God for everything. Continue to be blessed. I love each and every one of you.
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador-elect Johnson. Amen. Amen. Would there be another praise report? Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby again. And I want to say I thank the Lord when I call in and ask for prayer. Then when the Lord answers prayer, I like to let you know that God answers prayer. I want to say our Bishop Cody Vernon Marshall he's been ill this year because Elder Marshall is a go-getter. And he worked untiringly in our jurisdiction. And he was the secretary to our bishop before him, and he just did a good job with that, and he just does a good job. But he's in his 80s, and he's been ill for a while. But the saints, our convocation was last week, and Sunday was our official day, and the saints just turned out, and they just took a special time and prayed for him, and I understand that he's doing better, and I thank and praise the Lord for that. I want to thank and praise the Lord for more things in my life. I want to say I worked on my last job for 30 years, and I've been retired for 32 years, and I told them I get a small pension, but it has never been late. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. He always let it be enough and to be a blessing to somebody. So I thank and praise the Lord for that. I don't like for it to be dragging me off. Forgive me. Sometimes people can't get off of mute, but I thank God that I'm off of mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. And I will share another praise report also. Amen. I remember sharing some time ago that I had prayed with this young lady. She was believing for a job. And so I prayed with her for a job, and God blessed her with three jobs. Amen. She had she didn't take all three jobs, but all three jobs called her, you know, after the interview. She had three different interviews and had three different offers. But, of course, she didn't take all three of the jobs. She took the one she wanted, and that was going to work for her. Well, I just want to share with y'all, God did the same thing for me. He did the same thing for me last week. I had three different job offers. I know I shared with the line before that I've been off work for over a year, you know, due to a head injury I had back last year, back in May. Is just so awesome, you know. So I applied for three different jobs. I went back to one of my old jobs, and I was waiting on a job that had already been for me that I was supposed to start sometime back in, I think it was June. Originally, I was supposed to start in June, but then they kept pushing it back, and then I was supposed to start in September. But I'm sorry, not September. I'm sorry. I suppose I started in July, and then they eventually just canceled that position, I guess, to financial situations or whatever. But nevertheless, last week I went on three different interviews. Well, the week before last, I went on three different interviews, and I got accepted for all three of those jobs last week. And so I did just choose the one I was going to take, and I start work this Saturday. So that is a praise report. That is a blessing because it is well needed. Amen. Amen. And then also in the midst, last week when I went to church, God gave me to sow $20. Well, let me just share. I mean, $20 is not a lot. It's not a lot at all. But when that's all you have in your pocket at the time, that's a lot. Amen. So I sold the $20, you know, and no sooner as I left church, we were headed back home because I had some things to take care of. I was doing some things. So anyway, as we were at the gas station, one of the brothers said, "Sister, you got gas?" And I was like, "Well, no." And he was like, "Let me get you some gas." And he filled my tank up. I said, "God, you know you good. I just thank you. I just give you all the glory. I just thank you." And then so that was on Sunday. So I just thought about it last night as far as that $20 seed that I sown. You know, that would have only put like a quarter of a tank of gas in my trunk. I mean, in my tank, $20, you know. But that is what the $20 was for. It's for my gas. But look, God gave me over in abundance, you know, because of obedience. When you sow in obedience, you know. And I know Chief Ambassador Johnson was asking everybody to send a dollar last week. Well, yeah, I think it was last week, but you know, just out of obedience. It wasn't the amount, but it's out of obedience, you know. And so when we do things in obedience, amen. So that happened on Sunday. And then just yesterday, again, my gas had got down. And this is, these are people I barely know. You know, I just met them at church on Sunday. And it was just awesome. I mean, just out the blue. And then so yesterday, I was out taking care of some business, and somebody needed a ride, and so I was like, "Sure, no problem." It was a distance, you know. It was where I had to go or whatever. They was like, "Just pull over here at the gas station. What gas you take?" And I was like, 89, and he's like, "Okay." He filled the tank up. I said, "God, you are so awesome. Thank you, Father." You know, because that was one of my prayers, you know, between me and God, because I'm like, "Okay, God, I start work this Saturday, and I'm going to need gas to get back and forth to work." You know what I'm saying? And so I just thank God for the relationship he and I have, because only he knew. I don't share things with, you know, people. I shared it with him. And, amen. So I just thank God for that. And I'm just sharing my praise report. God already did it. Amen. And I just thank God for the things that he do. It may sound minute to someone else, but it's big. Amen. Because God knows. And I just thank God. He hears our prayers. He knows. He knows what we need before we need it. And I just thank God for just everything that he does. Amen. I'll share more later. Amen. Because
praise
the testimonies are coming. Go ahead, woman of God.
Hello, woman of God. God bless you for that beautiful testimony and everyone else. This is Ambassador Sith from Arkansas, and my praise report is just in the form of a song, because I feel like just rejoicing out of hearing all of those praise reports. What God do for you, he'll do for all of us over the land. Amen. And it's just a simple little song that says, "In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, victory, oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan would have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name, Jesus, 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 we have the victory." God bless you.
Amen. Amen. And you know what? Just listen to you again. I just thought of another praise report God did. You know, God will send people to put money in your hands. Amen. I just thank God. You know, he is awesome. He is so awesome. When you are a giver and when you're faithful unto God, you know, he doesn't let, he said, no, David said, he said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Amen. Amen. And I just thank God, you know, I went to take care of some business one day. I had just met this couple. I just prayed with them. We was just sharing the goodness of the Lord in an office at one of these agencies. Amen. And so I goes back. They call my name to go back. And then when I come back out, he and his wife said, woman of God, we just want to give you this. And he gave me one of them holy handshakes. And I thank God for, you know, I said, God, you know you're awesome. You are so, so, so good. And I'm not one that share whatever I'm going through. Only God knows what I go through. You know what I'm saying? Only he knows. Amen. And I just thank God. Again, I'm sharing the praise report. Amen. And I just thank God because it's already done. God is doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it by his spirit. And he knows just how to do it for me because he has sent people I don't even know. They don't even know me. And I thank God for that because I know it comes from God when it's done like that. Amen. So I just give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. He is so, so worthy. Amen. Amen. Is there? I believe there's room for one more praise report. Amen. And then we're going to turn it back over to Chief Ambassador Johnson.
This is Ambassador-elect Linda Farshi from Utah. I just want to thank the Lord, too, for letting me see a day that wasn't promised to me. And I just thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in our life. I thank the Lord for how he has been blessing our food bank that we have at our church on Tuesdays and Thursdays. How the Lord have blessed us to serve over 50 people, and they steady coming. So I just thank the Lord for how he have been making the way for us to serve the people. And I'm just asking y'all to keep me in your prayers. And I love you, Bachelor Chief Johnson, and your wife and Mother Johnson.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Ambassador-elect Archie. Amen. It's always good to hear your voice, ma'am.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn it back over to our Chief Ambassador Johnson. Thank you, sir.
I want to thank you, Ambassador-elect. That's Williams from Arizona, and they tell me it's hot out there.
Yes, sir, it is.
What was the temperature yesterday?
The temperature yesterday was 113.
Wow.
Oh, my really? God. And here you are taking the praise report. 113. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank God for you and those three jobs. Amen. My Lord, that's wonderful. I, you know, that's the sign that when God blesses somebody like that, that he's going to bless you too. Amen. He's going to bless you too. And, for example, we were praying for people to be released on the prayer line. He released one, but then he blessed others to get their son, their daughter on the prayer line released. In fact, while I'm on that, the Lord didn't move on me last week. I want to take on at least three of your loved ones from different families who are incarcerated. I want to take on three on this line that we would pray to God, and we would continuously pray that God would release them. We may send letters and things like that to try to get them released, just to obey the Lord. But I want to take on three. So I don't want to get the names right now, but if it's, you got a son, you got a daughter, you got a grandson, somebody close to you that you are praying would be released from prison, want to take on that. We try to be compassionate That's the characteristic of Jesus. He's so compassionate. So let's try to get that done for you and for the glory of God. All right. I want to just say to you, I got a praise report. Last night we had our first night of our 10th anniversary. And oh, my God, they packed the place out last night. Have it again tonight and also Sunday afternoon. But we had such a lot of fun last night. I want to thank God that, you know, we go through a lot of struggles, a lot of trials and tribulations. But every now and then the Lord will do something special for us to make us happy. And thank everybody who was participating, who was a part of that, made me feel great. Made Lady Benny feel great. Lady Benny, are you there this morning? If you want to say a word, always the line is open to you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, everyone. I'll be very brief. I am also excited about last night, and this is a praise report today also. The members came out, the guest churches came out and just surprised us, and it was a true blessing from God. We even received the word, and not only from one person, but from about three or four that were just giving expressions, but they were so encouraging. So I thank God for everything. I thank God especially for the service on last night. Looking forward again to the service this morning. I'm sorry, tonight. And everybody have a blessed day today and a blessed weekend.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, First Lady. And this has just been a wonderful day today. I want to secondly, not only the praise report for last night, but I just want to thank God for blessing us to have longevity on the praise line here, on the prayer line. We appreciate what the Lord has done for what all of you on the prayer line have done. Praise the Lord.
It's a mouth. Get up Thursday morning.
Beg pardon? Are you being heard on the prayer line? Now, I want to ask if there are any of you who would like to, give you a prayer request this morning. We certainly will receive it. I want you to, I got a text here, and we need to keep Ambassador Gina Hodges on our prayer list. I knew she had been sick last night. She didn't feel well. She didn't make it for the anniversary, and I knew that she had to be sick. She's a faithful warrior. So let's pray for her, please. Want to just ask also that you would keep Brother Johnson in your prayers. Amen. The Lord's keeping her here for a reason. Amen. She's been ready to go home. Be with her. And imagine it kind of hurts many times when, like, she'll tell me to go, have you looked at a casket for me? And things like that. It's kind of difficult. But the Lord has not taken her, and he's keeping her here for a reason. Much as y'all can, encourage her. Amen. Amen. I know the Lord wants to use her more. So please keep her in your prayers. Keep Ambassador Lady Baby in your prayers also. She's a trooper, great trooper. And I want her to feel well in her body, and keep praying for her with you. Also, another prayer request, would you please keep that family? I couldn't sleep too well knowing that pastor down there in Florida, St. Petersburg, his name is Welch, I'm not sure. Ambassador-elect Lady Guy, if you're on the line, help us with that. But his family was in a car accident and killed three of his daughters at the same time. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir. Ambassador, it was like four in the car. It was three sisters and one of their sons was 6 years old, and they were the daughters of the pastor Welch, who is a pastor there in St. Petersburg, Florida. And all three daughters were killed in that accident on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And the little son is in critical condition. They had to airlift him there to Tampa. So So to my knowledge, he's still surviving, but very critical.
My God.
And they were on their way back from the convocation, they're in Fort Pierce on their way back home from the Holy Convocation.
I want to ask somebody who feels that pain, if you feel that pain or that family, I want to ask you to go to God and pray to them. But if you feel that pain, I want to open the line to somebody who would like to pray for them. The line is open to you. Thank you. Y'all can't have blanks like that. Be ready to come off of mute while I'm talking. I'm going to open it up one more time. If not, I'll pray. Anybody else want to pray for that family? The line is open to you.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. Thanks to God.
Jesus.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank
Father you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you right now. We're asking you, Lord, that you first and foremost forgive us for our sins. God, we thank you for everything that you have done. We thank you for life, Lord. Right now we're praying for the family of those three kids that were killed on Sunday night. God, they were just leaving your service, and we're asking and believing that you will put a special anointing to help this family through this time of grief. God, we love you, and they love you too. God, help the bereaving family right now. We feel the pain of the loss of those young ones. Look on the classmates and the other family members of these young children and the ones that did survive, Lord. If it's your will and if their work is done, we're asking that whatever it is that you want done, that it be granted in the name of Jesus. Look on the wife, the mothers, in Jesus' name, the church members, God, anyone else that is going through a time of bereavement. We're asking you, Lord, please be with them. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much, Master Hodges. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, look on Master Hodges. I pray that you touch your body.
Yes.
Bring her body. In the name of Jesus, lift her up, God. Bind the enemy who comes to bring sickness and affliction.
Yes.
In health and great strength. I pray that you bless. I rebuke affliction.
In the name of Jesus.
Goes against you, devil. Mm. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done and for what you're doing right now.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Healing. Healing, healing. And Holy Ghost, I know you release the healing virtue throughout her body. In the name of be well and be healed.
Amen. Yes.
Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right. I want Ambassador Yvette down there in Florida. Lady Guy, can you get our prayer request this morning?
Amen. Thank you, Ambassador Johnson. We'll solicit anyone on the prayer line this morning. It seems like we are kind of asleep, but let's wake up, thanks of God, on the prayer line, and we'll asking for your prayer request at this time. You asking God and seeking God for something in your life, so we want you to sound it out right now. And before the first one come on the line, Dr. Johnson, I have a pastor wife down here in Florida. She had an aneurysm on last weekend, and right now her husband is in the Bahamas, and it's really something. She's on life support. So I'm asking a prayer for this young lady, Lady Kemp, here in Florida. She's on life support. So that's my prayer request right now. Anyone else?
What is her name now?
Her name is Sherry Kemp, K-E-M-P, Kemp.
Let me pray that prayer. Heavenly
yes,
Father,
sir.
I speak no glory, no honor. Give you all the glory and honor. But may I remind you of something. Lord, you're the one who fought the battle for Jehoshaphat, when everything was against and you went in there and defeated the whole army for him when they didn't have to lift a hand to fight. God, here is this wonderful young lady, Sister Kim, who doesn't even know probably that she's in the world on life support. She needs for you to fight for her like you did Jehoshaphat, where he didn't even have to lift a hand. She doesn't know, but she needs you